Sumei, what kinds of things as an editor, how do you approach this?
When it comes to other people's posts, you kind of have to keep in mind that they know more about the subject than you because they did all the research and there are probably other facts that they know and but haven't shared on their blog post. So you kind of want to keep the content and the facts, but I'm kind of there to reword things. Let's say she's saying permission to be human, then and she says everyone should have permission to be human. Then I might reword that. I might add in a little more elaboration. If I don't think it's helpful to the post, I might consult her and be and ask her why she actually put it in there. With Isla's posts, I kind of just try to make it to try to clean things up a bit. My approach to it is to kind of just look through it and see what are the things that I should edit, what are the things that I think should be taken out, what are the things that I think could be reworded or elaborated on. And either I will make those edits or I will ask her what she thinks about those edits and if she can do it. Sometimes when you're asking for feedback, not all of it is going to be helpful. And I want her to know that she can come to me if she is not sure, like, okay, this person said this about my writing. What do you think? Or I'm not sure how to improve this part. Can you try to help me? I like being there for her. I think that with your writing, feedback can be kind of hard to take. So you kind of want to have it from people you trust when you first start out. That was really helpful for me, and I hope it's really helpful for
I
her.
wanted to ask Sumei one last question. What's the single biggest way that Isla has helped you be, I guess, a better student through this process?
Isla's always been extremely encouraging of me, like no matter what it was. I kind of knew that there was someone just silently cheering for me, whatever I was doing. And even more than just makeshift homeschool, she's just been really supportive. As a student, I think it's been kind of humbling for me because when Isla learned certain things that, like, maybe she did that post on positive psychology, I was reading through and I realized I didn't know a lot of the things she put in her blog post. And, like, I didn't even know about the hamburger model or most of the things she was
You didn't know
mentioning.
about the hamburger model.
I didn't know about it either, though.
It was kind of humbling for me because this is my little sister. I should be teaching her all this stuff, but it's kind of I realized that I can learn something from everybody because everyone has their own background, has their own circumstances, and has made their way through life a little, at least a little differently than you. And that is something that not all of us realize, even if we kind of know it's true.
That also goes back to kids teaching kids, though.
It's not all the time where your little sister teaches you something, and for a lot of people, that doesn't really happen to them a lot. When your younger sibling is learning something that you're not learning, then they learn a lot about that subject. And then when you read about it, you realize I can learn something from my little sister. I can learn something from everybody, and so that has helped me become a better student.
Isla, same question to you. I would like to know what's the single most significant way that your sister has helped you become a better student?
One big thing is that she shows me that I can learn from anybody just by learning from me. I really like Sumei as a teacher because she's just really kind and patient with me, and that helps me. Also, if you're doing that to your sister, it helps them to be all kind and humble for other people too. Also, when she talks, it's also really interesting. So that helps me listen more because usually I'm not paying attention when people are just mumbling and mumbling and mumbling
Or
on.
going on and on and on and on like your dad.
That's one of the things I really don't like about school is because the teacher gives a big long lecture and then you do the work. with Sume, she asks me questions and she also makes sure I'm paying attention. That's smart because I usually am not. Oops.
One final question, and this is for Dad. What's the one single most important message you want parents to take away from this?
Well, we have right now during this lockdown and over the next however many months until we get out of it, this is the single greatest opportunity that parents have to teach their kids to love learning. And if they can teach their kids to love learning, you're done. Walk away. Because as soon as they're excited about learning and they know that there is so much out there that they can learn about just using the internet, and you show them to use the tools in a way that is like safe and effective. And, you know, I get all that. We did a whole other Go Guardian thing about, you know, how do you use technology effectively, right? And safely. But as soon as you can do that and you get them excited, then it's game over, because you can't even stop them at that point. The things that the kids are writing about, and like, I'm not exactly sure what they were doing today, but I wasn't worried about it because I knew they were really excited about it. This is an opportunity where you have maybe 3 to 6 months to get your kid excited about learning, help them use the tools. All kinds of things can be create roadblocks for kids in terms of their learning progression. But as soon as they love learning and as soon as they know how to use the tools, your job is done.
Except for a little bit more.
You want to motivate your child too.
Well, you should still be a present parent. The parent never leaves, but it shifts. It's not a chore anymore. It's really fun. I get to just walk up and be like, hey, what are we excited about today?
Or but one more job for the kid is that they just need to tell like their friends and stuff about the platform.
Yeah, kids need to be telling their friends about Make Shift Homeschool. Good plug, honey.
There you go. Nicely done. You're a pro.
I've been doing that though.
You're, you know, constantly promoting as you have to, right? You got to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Isla, Sume, Joseph, this has been fantastic. Would you guys ever be up for doing this again sometime?
We should have you on our podcast.
That would be fun.
I say, Zach, you and your son podcast.
Let's do it.
He probably has other things he needs to do, so he can't just say, let's do this and let's do that.
Gave a speech about how every parent should be spending the next 3 to 6 months trying to get their kid excited about learning how to learn.
I'm saying that's bad advice, okay? I'm just saying that he also has other things to do.
It's the creative learning process. Sumi and I have done this. We basically sat down, we call it a creative learning process, where we sit down with a kid and their parent, and we figure out what they're passionate about. We help connect that passion with something that would be constructive. And then we get a shared Google Doc going, and then they go through the process. So,
yeah, let's do it. Sounds like fun.
And also with what they're passionate about, it doesn't have to be like educational. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm really into science, or I'm really into math or something.
A few kids wrote a post about why parents should like Minecraft.
Yeah, that, but they were writing.
Even though something might not be directly really educational, you can always turn that into a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
You can create, and you can discover, and you can develop yourself and your capabilities along with others.
There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for today.
I would recommend editing me out of everything.
No,
we'll keep you in there.
No, the Go Guardian is interviewing the three of us.
That's exactly right, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't blame Daddy. He's an extrovert.